Yeah, let's get you some more reaction from a dramatic game here at the Connell Window Stadium. Probably not the best game of football you'll see all season, but you'll go home with a big smile on your face tonight. A late, late winner from Stephen Davies after James Hansen put City back on terms. Let's hear from the man himself. James Hansen joins us on Pulse Sport. James, relieved to get the goal, first of all.
Yeah, it's been a long time, obviously. I've had quite a lot of chances of late and, you know, for whatever reason, I've not been going in. So for Billy to put that in and, you know, for me to get on the end of it, it was a big relief and looking forward to kicking on now this year.
Is it in the back of your mind you hadn't scored for a while?
Well, always, obviously, every game that goes on, you know, especially, but I wasn't too worried because I feel like I was getting the chances, so, you know, that was the main thing. And over the last six games and, you know, on another six games, I could have had six goals. You know, I've had a few cleared off the line and hit the post at Sheffield, so, but I'm not making excuses. I want to kick on now and look forward to the rest of the season.
Could have a new strike partner. What did you make of Wes Thomas?
Yeah, it was good. Obviously, a similar sort of player to Naki, so, you know, it makes me look better when, you know, I'm flicking stuff off.
Yep.
And he's getting on the end of it like he did for the Davos goal, so, you know, hopefully the more we work together, the better we'll be.
And what was the mood like in the dressing room? Because we left it late when Billy put that over. You must have thought, oh no, it's not going to happen.
Obviously, I've missed the chances like at Bury. You know, I knew what I was feeling. But yeah. At the same time, I think there was a big relief in the dressing room because, you know, we played better on Tuesday night and didn't get anything. So to get the win today showed great fighting spirit, especially after going 1-0 down.
Yeah, and the gaffer, what was his reaction to the players at full-time?
Just touched on, obviously, the spirit that we had a couple of years ago when, you know, we tend to get points from, you know, losing position. So today we've shown that, and hopefully it gives us confidence now going into the rest of the season and pushing it up the table.
Did it feel like a big result today, because we've been under pressure, haven't we?
Yeah, I think definitely even I think a point had definitely been 2 points dropped, you know, because we need to keep pushing on, and, you know, the aim is the playoffs. So we felt if we hadn't got the win today, we'd have lost ground on, you know, the teams above us.
Yeah. And what was your fitness like today, because you've missed a couple of games? How did you feel?
It was all right. Obviously the pitch at the moment is getting heavy, so, you know, I feel for the lads, more important, that I've played the last two or three games on there, because, you know, it's really heavy, and it was told on the legs, obviously, second half. But, you know, we showed great spirit, like I said, and, you know, determination to keep going, and, you know, I thought we deserved the win in the end.
Yeah, we thought we left it
we were talking before the game, we felt that we had to win today because of the next two games. You know, you obviously Burton and then Peterborough away, which are going to be two really tough games. We felt that if we didn't win today, that you know, it'd been a really big struggle to get in the top six, and obviously you know, it's panned out and it's worked for us, which is great, isn't it? We've managed to, and it's great for you, James, because you know, people have been on your back, and we've been, you know, I play centre forward, obviously, like you, and you know, sometimes if your confidence is down a little bit, you know, people don't understand. You do other jobs for the team as well, and obviously you've scored a goal and created the second goal with the header for Wes Thomas. So I think he'll help you. I think, you know, we've said before the game, didn't we, about the knacky factor with James. You know, he made you look a better player as well sometimes. Definitely. You know, and the fans don't always see that, and they don't always see the fact you go back and, you know, set pieces, that you win a lot of set
pieces. Does it feel worse for you, James? Because Phil mentioned it, you're a Bradford lad, so everybody's talking about if they're struggling. You're living in amongst the supporters, aren't you? And they're going, well, he's not scored for ages, we're not winning, we're not scoring goals.
It's not just you. It's back for me now, because obviously the second year was probably my hardest year at Bradford, where it didn't quite go as what, you know, the fans wanted in the first season. So, you know, this, it's just nothing to me now. You know, I just get on with it, and what will be, will be.
Yeah, and you're pleased for Stephen Davies, because he's been waiting a long time for his goal as well. He's a nice guy as well, isn't he?
Yeah, nice guy. I'm definitely pleased for him, because I think I flipped the ball on and he started the move. He was saying in the dressing room, he said he sprinted 50 yards, so it's probably the furthest Davos run this season. But, you know, I'm delighted for him on a whole, because, you know, it shows we're following it up, and like Notty did for the chance. So yeah, I'm delighted for him.
Yeah, well, can you put your finger on why we've not been scoring goals? Have we been playing it a little bit safe at home? Have we been missing chances, quality of ball? What's it been? What they've been working on in training to get it right?
I think it is a genuine mix of everything, because, you know, I feel personally, from my point of view, I've had a lot of chances, and you know, it was up to me ultimately to put them in the net. But, you know, at the same time, sometimes, you know, we don't quite create as much. And but I felt Tuesday we played really well and put some good quality in the box, and, you know, just didn't really get on the end of stuff. So hopefully we can kick on now.
Yeah, it's a tough couple of games coming up. Sticks mentioned Burton have been beaten today. It's not going to be easy down there, is it?
No, it's going to obviously a tough game. You know, I think they've got one of the best defences in the league, and, you know, but to be fair, so have we. So we can go there and hopefully try and cause them a few problems, and hopefully pick up a win.
Yeah, we're pleased anyway, aren't we? I think there's a lot of smiles on faces. That'll make a few weekends today. So well done to
James
for coming and joining us on Pulse Sport today.